Next on the line is Edward in Westminster, California, listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Edward, thanks for joining us on the program.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
What's your question for Tim today?
Yeah, about a year ago, I was diagnosed with gender dysphoria, and I've been seeing a psychologist and also a priest out in San Dimas at Holy Name of Mary. And I just would like to know what the, what the salvation stance is.
Yes.
On being trans.
Sure.
Transgenderism.
Well, it's a great question, Edward. And you're doing the right thing. Remember, no one is going to be condemned because they have psychological problems or difficulties. We recognize, Edward, as Catholics, that there are all sorts of psychological disorders and disorders in general. Edward, I mean, we all struggle with disorders because of original sin. But where salvation comes into play, Edward, is where people begin to act on these disorders in an objectively immoral way. For example, Edward, it's one thing to struggle. Who am I? Trying to discover who I am. But if someone takes it to the point where they begin to mutilate themselves, for example, you know, a man who you know, emasculates himself. I want to keep the G-rated here. Well, that is grave sin because you're talking about...
It's mutilation.
Yes, yeah. It is what the church calls self-mutilation, or mutilating that which is sacred, our bodies, namely. In the same way, Edward, with someone who has SSA, I know that's not your question, Edward, but someone who has same-sex attraction. The attraction itself is not sinful. What's sinful is when someone acts on it. I mean, we have, Edward, we all have... If I acted on every one of my impulses, not only would I end up in hell, I'd also end up in jail. you know, I mean, we all of us have all sorts of impulses due to original sin and all sorts of factors to where we have tendencies to act contrary to right reason. So what do we do when we have an impulse to act contrary to right reason? We recognize, hey, that's not from God. That comes from my disordered soul, a problem in me. And so I do exactly, Edward, what you do. I go to my spiritual director. I go to confession if necessary. So I think you're on the right track, Edward. You deal with these situations by seeking out good psychologists and good priests to keep you on the straight and narrow.
God bless you, Edward. Thank you so much for calling with that question.